And now to a moment of reckoning in one farm state. Scientists are predicting that agricultural production in western Kansas will start declining in 25 years because of a lack of water for irrigation. Scientists say farmers might avoid this by conserving water now. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
David Stewart, a water expert at Kansas State University, says he and his colleagues started their research with some specific people in mind.
The family farmer who's trying to see into the future and trying to pass on his or her land to their grandchildren.
Every farmer in western Kansas knows there's reason to worry. Big irrigated fields of corn in this part of the country are taking water out of underground aquifers much faster than rain or snow can fill the natural reservoirs back up. Stewart decided to come up with better estimates for how soon the aquifers will go dry and how that will affect farmers. He worked with experts on growing corn and raising livestock.
We were trying to provide a little bit better glimpse into the future so that people would have a better idea for how to plan.
According to their calculations, if Kansas farmers keep pumping water out of the High Plains aquifer at the current rate, the amount of water they'll be able to extract will start to fall in just 10 years or so. Their harvest of corn will still keep growing until about 2040 because technology like better irrigation systems or new corn varieties will let them use water more efficiently. But after that, even technology won't save the cornfields. They'll start to disappear. So will cattle feedlots. The long expansion of agricultural production in western Kansas will be over. Now, Stewart also lays out in his calculations some alternative paths that the farmers of Kansas could take. For instance, if they used 20% less water starting today, they'd cut their corn production a lot, but it would keep going for much longer. It wouldn't peak until 2070. And then it would decline much more gradually.
If we're able to save as much water as possible now, the more that we save, the more corn we're going to be able to grow into the future.
These predictions appear in this week's issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Their forecast isn't really a big surprise. Farmers in western Kansas have been talking about the end of easy water for decades now. In some areas, wells have already gone dry. 30 years ago, local governments in some parts of Kansas set up groundwater management districts to discuss the problem and also ways to solve it. Mark Rood, executive director of the Groundwater Management District for Southwest Kansas, says it can be an emotional discussion.
Because there's nothing really more fundamental to the local family farm than the water supply to that local family farm.
At the same time, he says, the families on those farms do want to find solutions. They want their grandchildren to have plenty of water, too. Rood says in his district, they've had discussions about various ideas for how to reduce water use. But it's mostly talk so far, not much action, for a very practical reason. His agency may not have the legal authority to force farmers to cut back on their water use. Those farmers own rights to water the way they own land. Any rule that tries to restrict that right could be challenged in court.
The last thing people really want to see is simply a whole lot of court cases.
The only way to avoid that, Rood says, is to come up with a plan that everybody can live with. There's a model for this. In one small area of northwestern Kansas, farmers have agreed to use 20% less water for the next 5 years.
It's an experiment. A lot of people are watching that, and of course that figures prominently in the conversations of, if we were going to do it, how would we do it?
And if they can't agree to cut water use, eventually the natural laws of hydrology will do it for them. Farmers will use less water when the wells go dry. Dan Charles, NPR News.